The unemployment rate is down again to 8.8%.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiotakis. The nation's economy created 216,000 jobs last month, sending the unemployment rate down slightly. That's according to the Labor Department in a report released just a few minutes ago. So is the job market finally getting some high-speed traction? Jill Schlesinger is editor-at-large at CBS MoneyWatch, and she's with us live from New York, as she is every Friday morning. Good morning, Jill.
Good morning.
So a positive jobs report I see, 216,000 jobs. Biggest monthly job creation in nearly a year. Does this mean the jobs recovery is in full swing?
I think it does mean that. And, you know, we started off the first quarter with a very weak January report due to weather. But now we've picked up again. We've got for the first quarter an average of about 159,000 jobs a month. And we do want to see that closer to 200,000 to really feel better. But this is moving in the right direction.
We want to see the average at 200,000. So what kind of jobs are we talking about here? What's being created out there?
Well, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, they still say healthcare is moving in a big way, manufacturing And the one real sore spot continues to be government, local employment at government and states still trending down. So we really want to see that stop by the end of this year, hopefully as states get their budgets in control.
Are people still underemployed, though?
Well, I think they are. And here's the problem. You know, we are seeing that a number of the jobs that have been created are some of them in like the leisure and hospitality industry. There's a report in today's New York Times that a lot of the new jobs that have been created over the last year are lower paying. And a lot of families are struggling to make ends meet as they readjust to a lower level of income.
You know, I see what's going on in the Middle East and the disaster in Japan. How are those things going to affect, you know, the jobs recovery?
Well, I'm not sure. I think that maybe in the auto industry and the technology industry, maybe that'll show up in next month's report. We didn't see any sign of it in this month's report. And we're going to have to keep an eye on that because clearly there are some supply chain issues down the line.
All right. Jill Schlesinger from CBS Money Watch. Jill, thanks.
Thank you.
New rules go into effect today that are supposed to help consumers get the best deal from a mortgage broker. The Federal Reserve will now require brokers to steer consumers to the lowest price loan available. Here's Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer.
Mortgage brokers are supposed to sort through loans from a number of different banks, then help borrowers choose. Brokers get a commission for this. During the housing bubble, some brokers steered consumers to loans that earned them the highest commissions. But those were the most expensive loans for borrowers. Now brokers will have to recommend the best deal for consumers. Nick Retsinas teaches real estate at Harvard. He says the new rules should protect borrowers.
They can rely a little more on the broker, that the broker is acting in their interest, not in the lender's interest overall.
But how do you enforce that? It won't be easy, says Columbia real estate professor Chris Mayer.
The idea of legislating good behavior is just very, very hard.
Federal regulators can't oversee every mortgage broker, but if they're suspicious, they can ask brokers to justify a loan offer. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. European stocks are higher right now by about 1%. NASDAQ and Intercontinental Exchange say they're going to pay more than $11 billion for the parent company of NYSE, the New York Stock Exchange. Another offer besides the one that's already on the table from the German exchange, by the way. Oil's gone above $107 a barrel in trading. Prices have jumped about $20 a barrel since the Libyan uprising began. Wall Street yesterday, the NASDAQ gained a little, but the Dow fell 30 points to end the day at 12,319.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constellation, supporting customer choice and clean, efficient energy sources and technologies, working with customers nationwide to create a sustainable energy future. Constellation.com. By Progressive Insurance, with Snapshot, a personalized program that bases rates on mileage and safe driving habits. Learn more at Progressive.com. And by Thomson Reuters, committed to empowering professionals of the world with the knowledge needed to do what they do best. The Knowledge Effect.
Amazon.com this week launched a music service that'll let you buy a song, store it on one of their so-called cloud servers, and play it anywhere. But the web retail giant never really checked in with the record companies about it. And you know, they can be a little sensitive about their music. Marketplace Tech Report host John Moe is with us now to talk about it. Good morning, John.
Hi, Steve.
Why didn't Amazon think it needed record company permission?
Well, their perspective was, you know, it's your music. You get to put it on a hard drive if you want to. You know, if you have an external hard drive on your computer at home, you can just put your music there. And they're saying, well, look, this is just another hard drive, except that it's, you know, on a cloud server that we own that you have access to.
So now it's negotiating with those labels. Can you say awkward? What are the labels saying about these plans?
Yeah, you know that thing we already did? Is it okay if we have done it? You know, it's a bit of an odd question to phrase. But I think Amazon's position is we already had permission to do what we did here. But we want to keep good relationships with labels, and we might want to do other things with this music. Their goal, according to the Wall Street Journal, is that they'll have a vast library of songs, but, you know, you won't have a million different people storing the same song. You'll have that one Justin Bieber song in one place on Amazon servers, and then like a guest list of a million people who can get to it.
Bieber fever, absolutely.
You have a massive Bieber hive, and then we're all bees buzzing around the Bieber hive.
So John, why is Amazon doing this and not Apple?
Well, Apple's been rumored to be doing this since, like, what, the Eisenhower administration or something. This is supposedly, along with the popularity of soccer, this is always just around the corner. And, you know, there's been rumors of Google doing something similar, too. Maybe Amazon just got to it faster. They put more resources behind it because they want to sell music. They want to be an iTunes competitor. It's very possible, too, that Apple and Google are just fine with that happening because Amazon can have the bumps and bruises and learn along the way. And then, you know, these other companies can swoop in and do the same thing.
Marketplace Tech Report host John Moe. John, thanks.
Thanks, Steve.
And finally, frugal Irish airline Ryanair is known for ideas such as selling standing room only tickets and charging for bathroom visits. Well, Ryanair has announced starting later this year, some of its flights will be child free. No more screaming babies, kicking seats, or tugging clothes. I wonder, is it a coincidence that the date of the announcement is April 1st? Just saying. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles on Twitter at Radio Chio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
The healthcare industry is loaded with new jobs, so you better have a really good resume.
Anytime you have more people entering a field, then they just simply up their standards of what they want.
I'm Kai Rizdal. Experience is a must. We'll have today's business news as well next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.